GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm not even going to attempt to know where you got that from. I don't care if that was a selection or a suggestion, but I enjoyed that. And that was a compliment on a nice rejoin music.
Thank you. So, it was both, actually. It was both because my man, W.L. Weller, said play the Shaft theme. I was like, all right. And then I saw a suggestion for a remix, a trap remix. That's, I think, the Phoenix remix of it. Let me see. Yeah. The Shaft theme song trap mix from Remax Maniacs. Yeah. So I was like, just wanted to make sure the remix didn't have, you know, Mother's Shaft in there. And I was like, it was clean. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. That was hot.
Thank you.
Speaking of
Thank
hot, you. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with this sentiment, the DFH company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, today, it's Thursday. Which means it's – or Tuesday. Whatever. I don't really know what it is. thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today, it says we, but y'all get Burger Boy Diner.
Boom. Well,
that sounds pretty good. Locally owned Delivery.com brings
this
the –
This is a tasty burger.
Thank you. Brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code ORDER NOW. You get $10 off your next order. Also, they're hiring drivers. You get paid per delivery and keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, call delivery.com. Your neighborhood delivered.
Is it still Kenny Payne time, Steve, for you?
I'm good wherever you want to go.
I feel like every time I open this can of worms, you can go high or low. Guard center conversation with Kenny Payne. I know that's pretty much the opposite of what I talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Kenny Payne said, if we get a couple guards that we're looking for, we're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You notice when Kenny Payne started talking about what if? Did you hear what he went straight to?
I'm listening.
Final Four.
Yeah.
Listen, when I was replaying that, I wanted to stop right there. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to have one of those. See y'all. When I'm in here talking about championships and Final Fours right off the bat, I'm just not saying it to be saying it. Like, he's not taking the job. Like, well, if we get out the first round this year, and then by year two, you know, in the first 3 years, we could probably make a deep run, you know, and that'll make people think. It's like, no, he's like, okay, well, what if I get these two guards that I'm looking for in this wing, and we are in the final four?
Yeah, I mean,
you prepared to have that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, obviously, I think we know the wing he's talking about is probably Imani Bates. And I mean, in the end, I mean, he told you, look, I'm going to get two guards. So I guess can we all calm down now? Is everybody good? Like, you've heard it out of Kenny Payne's mouth, he's going to get two guards.
It's a cup. He said there's a couple lingering out there.
Yeah. Like so maybe that will help everybody kind of exhale. Like, okay, he does know to get a couple guards. he does know to go out and recruit a couple extra guys that can handle the ball.
I think there's some guards out here in the United States of America with some eligibility that he can plug in to make sure we're a good little team.
Absolutely.
A decent little team. I'm not gonna I mean top eight in the conference, is that a good number?
I think that will be. I mean, and
as long as you're in the top 8 to 9, we're fine.
Yeah. So
Cardinal Cam, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
What's up, man?
I was just calling in, you know. Woke up, it's a beautiful day. Kenny Payne's my coach. We got Kamari Lands. We got Imani Bates maybe coming. Last time I checked, Sidney Curry is still at Louisville Duncan. Beautiful outside, it's a beautiful day. Been a rough couple years, but I'm feeling good today, fellas. Feeling good, feel like we're in good hands. Just wanted to call in, say hello. It's a rare day that I'm actually off this morning. I can listen and call in, so. It's a beautiful day to be a Cardinals fan, guys. Enjoy. Everybody, enjoy. Good things are coming.
Listen, I appreciate that call. I appreciate that good energy. Let me ask you this, Steve.
Yeah.
Cardinal Cam just said it's been a rough couple of years, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the roughest part of the last couple of years? This past season?
I mean, do you want specific moments? Because I have quite a few where I really questioned life.
Okay, give me a moment that you questioned your Cardinal sports life the most.
Okay, let's see. This year, for instance, being watching a game at Syracuse that was over 5 minutes into the game and going, wow, man, this team's really terrible.
This is important conversation, people. You got to know where you came from.
and at the 12-minute mark, me telling the wife, yeah, I'm gonna cut this off. Let's just head on out, and not looking at the game again, and just seeing the score.
Was that the Syracuse game?
Yeah, I was like, oh dang, yeah, they got blown on out, didn't they? and continued shopping. Just continued shopping.
You had a moment where you'd rather shop than.
Yeah. I was just like, I think we're going to go to the outlets or something.
And you're saying
I turned the game off.
That was like your lowest moment.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably up there. I mean, and that doesn't happen. That's not just because a game's bad. That happens over time, and it just wears on you over time. And it's like. This football thing at the time, it's like, man, nothing's going well there. The basketball thing, nothing's really going well here. I mean,
golly,
you know, I think another one would be missing the tournament, Carleek Shear, because I turned that selection show on just 150% positive we were going to make the tournament. I knew we'd be a low seed, but I was like, you know, we'll be in somewhere.
Oh.
And then watching it and just kind of like connecting the dots, and you're like, oh, we're not going to be in.
We're not going to be in the tournament. Are we?
Yeah, it was like, oh, God.
My rebuttal to that emotional one, right, is because the minute I saw that name pop up as first one out, it felt personal, so I was like, okay, that was going to happen.
Yeah, but personal or not, I still wasn't in it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, maybe I lied to myself about that one.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if you're anywhere within the last four, you're going to get jerked. And just to see that name pop up, like in the all, and then I heard the way they were explaining the rules about how I'm like, okay, so you've basically told me that nobody's gonna catch COVID now, or I'm sorry, not catch COVID. Nobody is going to have to withdraw due to COVID restrictions, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because listen, everybody did it. Everybody said, listen, it's 64 teams. Somebody's going to get pulled because of – I've just been through an entire basketball season, and no weekend in the conference didn't have seven teams out of the conference miss a game due to COVID protocols or restrictions. There's no way they're about to play a 68-team tournament and Louisville's the first one out that Louisville did. You telling me all 68 of these teams are not good? Is nobody's going to get pulled? Yeah, if you don't get test positive by tomorrow, then. I was just like, okay, this is –
Yeah, it's yeah. just, I mean,
somebody
I mean, so
just hates us.
To bring it all back around, like, I get where a guy like Cam's coming from.
Yeah, I asked you that question, Steve, but I have to give you some kind of answer.
Yeah, because, I mean.
Did I just ask you about basketball, or was I asking about everything?
No, it was just everything. I mean.
Because I think that quarterback sneak from the 20 by Will Levis was bad.
That
was bad.
Yeah, probably watching Kentucky do whatever they wanted to do, you know, last two seasons, or, you know, it's like, this kind of sucks. But I think the more important thing here is
Air Force is bad.
I agree with Cam. I think you're getting that vibe, though, man, where Louisville fans now they're waking up expecting good news
every day.
I mean, on the recruiting front in football, on the recruiting front in basketball, just the teams you're expecting. Listen, DJ Wagner is gonna play Reed Shepherd in Valley High School next Friday night.
Yeah, what's up with that situation?
Well, that's pretty much it. Reed Shepherd and DJ Wagner are gonna play next Friday night.
It's their AAU teams, though, right?
Yeah.
So this is just a one-up exhibition?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I don't know if it's part of the – because the EYBL is next week in town.
Yeah. So they're just doing a little separate get-together on the side.
So I guess they're just doing a game, yeah.
Why are they not advertising tickets to us or something?
I don't know.
Is it just free entry?
I don't know.
I know they're playing. I'll holler at them.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a contact.
We need
a little something there.
Okay, Steve. Listen, I hear the young fella in the back. I don't want to keep you. You want to send any shout outs before you get out here? Or do you want to take it to the finish line?
No. I mean, I'm good. Whatever we want to do. I can. That'll be fine. I mean, we can. I'll get back on here tomorrow. I'll be in the studio. So since things are a little out of whack there.
Yeah, right. And, yeah. Listen, I knew there was going to be a skeleton crew. Look, I appreciate you putting in as much time as you could.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That'll work, man. So yeah, no, I'll be in there tomorrow, and you guys enjoy the burgers.
Okay, we'll take our last commercial break, and I'll bring it home. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Welcome back Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me start this last segment off by telling the listeners, for the most part, how much we do appreciate you putting up with the Skeleton Crew hosting, the Skeleton Crew production of today's show, the tolerant group of, listen, y'all, and that was a radio spaz scene. Nikki was not mad.
I was gonna say, can I clarify?
Right.
But, like, I feel, but listen, really bad.
There was about 10% moment where I said, nope, Nikki, really seriously, don't jerk that microphone thing that tough.
No, and you're right.
But the other 95% of that, people, 90% of that was, once the character gets rolling, we have to stay in character.
Yeah, it was a bit. I was 10%. When Patty came in and thought I broke the mic, I was about 20% annoyed. Because I was like, Marcus, see, now they're going to think I really did break it.
Because you thought you were going to have to wear that charge.
Yeah, I was going to have, like, you know, that the seared into me or whatever.
The Scarlet Letter.
Thank you, Scarlet Letter.
Drew think you were pissed off?
No, but that's the thing. Yes. So I get up, I slam the door, but loud, so it goes over the air, so people think that I've really left. And in actuality, I just thought it would be a good bit, and I would go get a cup of coffee in that time frame. I really wasn't that upset at all. But Drew goes to, like, is on a business call with the head brass.
Yeah.
Hears it, thinks that you and I are having a real blow-up.
Yeah.
And chases me down the hall. He goes, Nick, what's up? Like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, that was just a bit. And then this is the part that he goes, Nick, you can't slam the door like that. It might break. And I was like, damn it.
Right. And Drew knows if you're that mad at Marcus, it got to be something big, because, yeah, Marcus didn't get into arguments with people like that. So what's
I was just using it as a prop. But it was hilarious because, yes, he's right. That is how you break things. Just like me shoving the microphone. You're right. All that stuff was right. But I was like, damn it. I was just using it as a prop this time.
If my microphone hadn't been so off balance this morning, I wouldn't have thought much of it. But when I looked at it, I was just like, y'all been roughhousing my microphone, haven't you? that was like one of my first thoughts when I adjusted. I was just like, it was in a downward position. I'm like, nobody uses the microphone with it pointing straight down.
Yeah.
This is not a hip-hop studio. You know what I'm saying? This is not, you know, like, no, you don't. Everybody sits in chairs. You know, even when they stand up, you have to be in a posture to project on your microphone. And it pointing down to the floor means somebody's roughhousing the microphone. So, yes. And, yes, Texan, I do go total parent sometimes in this studio, because I like to take care of my stuff in here sometimes.
No, yeah. Someone needs to. And a microphone, I'm sorry I pushed you. And that's not a bit. That's actually me saying I'm sorry.
Point being, everybody, thank you for putting up with, like, but listen, we really had to effort to put together a show. And this could have been a punt day, y'all.
Oh, yeah. No, we were... like that, we were, I would say, about 10 minutes away from it being a punt day.
We don't want to tell them how close it was to being a punt day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could have just punted and played the hits.
Right.
Played the national hits.
And I don't want to be that guy either. Like, you know, we've talked about accountability on the show. Sometimes something I need to work on. My therapist listening, probably nodding. But no, this was something that was out of our hands. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't anything with the transmitter or anything we did here. It just was, and I'm not throwing anyone else under the bus.
Right.
It was just a power outage. It happens.
Okay, so here's the thing. Nikki was able to get a couple of important sound clips that I'm going to play here in a couple of seconds. But let me just do me this favor. I know you're going to roll your eyes. I'm rolling my eyes too. But sometimes it's like being an artist. Sometimes it's like, don't be the reason Jimi Hendrix retired. You know, just, you know, he didn't really retire technically. But the way, just like, don't take the love out of the art. Like, hey, Jimmy, play Electric Fox, you know, just like, no, I'm not a jukebox, y'all. I'm not a jukebox. I make art. Look, this might not be the art you love right now, but you might appreciate it later on. But I want that, Jimmy. I want this. You know, that's what pissed Jimi Hendrix off when he would go to concerts and they just wanted to hear their favorite three songs. And, yeah, no.
I didn't know that.
Yes. You got to listen. Go at some point, you know, Avon from The Wire.
Yeah.
The best Jimi Hendrix you ever seen in your life. It's the best movie. It's just the best. But yeah, he's up here. He's, you know, he's jamming, showing people his new music, and they're like, ah, play Foxy Lair, you know, whatever. And he's like, hey y'all, I'm not a jukebox. Like,
right.
You don't just come here and scream at me, play this. So that's how I feel sometimes when they're like, ah, talk about Kenny Payne's, you know, just like
talk sports, damn it. But talk the sports I want to talk about. Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. Because I help other people in other aspects of life, too. And I know it's an arrogant thing to say, yes, y'all, thank you. I got my phone. I did something so mature yesterday, Nikki.
What was that?
I've been doing some mature things. If I told y'all, y'all wouldn't. You'd laugh at me because you're like, I didn't know how immature he was in other aspects of his life. Like the lady friends that I have in my life, they're like
multiple. Nice.
Not lady friends, just
right.
Female friends.
Right.
They like cover the wively duties of irritating me about responsibilities that I need to take care of, and you know, they push me in directions. So I appreciate the female friends that I have. I'm in the phone store.
Okay. Not Cricket.
I'm in the phone store.
Hey, man, Cricket had their chance.
They did. I'm in the phone store. It is going. Okay, I go to the phone store just to, you know, just to window shop and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get size everything up. I like what they're saying. And I'm like, go on. And they're saying the right things, Nikki. And I'm like, okay, well.
Not bad.
Look. I hit them with the 1-2 hook. And like, okay, the hook was the. Okay, where's your catch at? You know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you get me right there. Contract. You know that. You know, throttling. You know where's the? You know, I'm looking for the hook.
I need that catch. Come on, man.
Right. They're not giving me one that you know that I can spot. And like I said,
so the guy's bobbing and weaving.
Yeah. So okay. Well, let's go to the next step. You know. And he's like, yeah. What size phone or what memory phone do you need? You know, it's like I don't really use a lot of memory. You know, but. I'm listening, you know, and he's just like, yeah, we got whatever. So when you get some higher memory, it's like, we don't have a lot of colors available and blah, blah, blah. So Marcus Maben was sold on this phone and this plan. I was sold, Nikki. And he said, we got the 128 right in the back, you know, it's yours today. Got all the other information you need.
Oh, man. He was giving you can drive it off the lot right now.
You can drive it off the lot right now. Or, you know, if you want your extra, you know, 250, 520s, you got to wait a couple days, you know what I'm saying, to get your phone. Nikki, it was killing me.
That's a good.
Because I know, Marcus, at least go up one level of memory on your phone. Even though I know I won't use it. Now they're starting to have USB plug-in memory cards for your phone, the external memory. And I'm just like, but Marcus, just get some upgraded memory.
I will tell you this. I'm very much the Valvano way is never going top of the line, usually finding an off-brand or a very good or whatever.
Right.
We never go full on all the perks.
Yeah.
The one all the perks thing I did was I was like, give me enough memory because I battle with memory here with the computers. And I'm sick of deleting games so I could have a photo from a wedding saved on my phone.
Right.
I was like, I want enough memory to remember everything that's happened in existence twice.
Right.
And the guy was like, bet. And so I'm telling you, now I take I've gotten drunk and taken 30-minute videos, you know, at weddings before, and I don't care because I know I have the memory.
Yeah.
And I, dude, that is the one thing I've splurged on in my life. Like literally, I'm racking my brain, and with the exception of maybe my girlfriend being being like top notch, like top of the line thing, that's the one thing I got, the deluxe ultra platinum, you know, double point package. I've got like 120 megabytes on here, and it's amazing. I saw that, by the way. Little splashy splash.
I'm used to drinking from my other from my other cup. So yeah. Okay. So I did just say, okay, let me get the upgraded phone. I gotta wait 3 days. So here's the problem. I might stay home because I need to be there when it's delivered. So y'all might be talking to me from the home studios.
Ah, the mobile studios.
Yes, yes, right. Yes, yes. Casa de Maybon. Because I don't think I can afford to come home and see a note on my door saying, we got your phone somewhere down somewhere else. And it's just going to keep. So it's going to be a risk. It's going to be tough getting me to work tomorrow.
We can figure it out.
Or the next day.
You know, if Steve and I have to, you know, man the ship, we can. Like, you know, but we'll figure it out, man. But seriously, it's sad, but you got to have, like, your phone is like.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be without it.
I'm looking forward to getting it.
Yeah, it's like a new car.
It's been far too long. Not everybody knows I've been talking about it for years. Okay.
Yeah.
Give them clip one. Let me set it up for really quick. This is clip one. It's Kenny Payne.
On the John Rothstein College Hoops Today podcast.
Say that one more time.
Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Joined them yesterday.
This is an important clip. The reason Nikki came back with today was a good day. The reason Cardinal Cam felt like, hey, I don't care what people feel about this call. I don't care. If it brings nothing to the table except for a good positive smile and a good positive voice, that'll be enough, and that's what people need. This is another, I'll call it like a map quest where you are right now. You know, your current location from where you were a few minutes ago. Go ahead and let that clip play, Nikki.
You have left your position with the Knicks for any other head coaching opportunity in college other than Louisville.
I really don't think so. I think that, again, if it was just basketball, that would be one thing. But to go back to the place where you won a national title, to go back to a place that you went back as an adult after your playing career to go back and get your degree, the Cardinal Degree Completion Program, you know, to go back to a place where you have so many former players that are your brothers, to go back to a place where you were so embraced in the community, and to help all these people is really bigger than me. And I've let it be known that I'm not doing this by myself. I'm doing this with the community, with my former players, with the university, with the state. I don't want to stand up there by myself and try to fix Louisville basketball. I want to stand up there with a group of people, a community of people, a state of people that we can work together and let's see if we can fix it and make it and take it to where it belongs.
Louisville head coach Kenny Payne joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, taking the Louisville job and taking the head coaching job at your alma mater and coaching the KFC Yum Center and having the great facilities you have, that is an easy, easy thing to do. Saying goodbye to the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden is a hard thing to do. What was that like?
It was very hard. I love the NBA. I love it just being about basketball players and basketball, meaning that there's a misconception that these pro players don't want to work. There's a misconception that they don't play hard. I was fortunate enough to spend time with not just the players on the team, but across the league, and built relationships over the years with guys that, you know, I could ask questions and learn from them. And I'm here to tell you, like, the NBA is full of talented people that want to be great, mm-hmm. and that want to work hard, that want to be the best in the league. And when you see it and you're watching players like Kyrie or Kevin Durant or Giannis, Devin, Bam and Tyler, and I mean, you can go through every team. There's a couple of great players on every single team that it's a joy just watching them and trying to devise up plans to where you can stop these guys. And they're so gifted and so talented that, you know, it's hard. And then on the flip side, you know, I had four kids at one point that I was in their life in college, which is Nerlens, Julius, right. Quick, and Kevin Knox. That was I can't begin to tell you how fun that was to be with them every day.
Yeah.
It's the little things. I can't tell you how fun it is watching the best players in the world on the other teams and devising plans to stop them. You come up with this plan, these uber hyper motivated dogs running their mouth to Kenny Payne in the middle of a game. Can you imagine Tyler Herro seeing what Kenny Payne has devised? Because he knows Kenny Payne's probably telling him to take away my step back. And I'm a counter on this step back because I know KP told him to watch out for my step back. Can you imagine your Kenny Payne sitting on that sideline? You know the step back's coming. You know you told your player, watch his step back, and this is how you get him, right? And Tyler Herro counters, hits a bucket, and says, that ain't gonna work, KP! Right? While he's running back down the court. You like, yeah, this is top level competition right here. This is dog versus dog versus dog with coaching dogs out here.
The alpha of the alpha.
That's just the alphas of the alphas. And then Kenny Payne's going to watch. I don't even want to say a name because I'm a whatever player that I name. Listen, you pick a player in your brain, people. He's going to watch that. He's going to say, I'm going back to the league. I can't go from watching Kevin Knox to whoever else we got right here. It's going to piss me off. I can't watch Devin Booker last night and then Kamari can't hit a three today. He's going to be so angry. Danny Manning and Nolan Smith are going to have to calm. Look, and I'm just joking around about that. He seems like he has a temperament that can deal with, you know, pushing these guys. But point being, you did get him from the – he saw the potential in the job enough to leave the New York Knicks and an awesome job. An awesome job where he could just be a coach. You know, the fact – and this goes back to us talking about the NIL deal and stuff like that and being a closer. Like, if you have to close – if you have to rely on the NIL deal to be a closer, that's not what he came back to college for. He's telling you that. Yeah, like, I want to affect these kids' lives in multiple areas, but I'm not coming back to college to pay a bunch of kids so I can get some wins. Okay? He's not coming back to college to pay kids so I can make a name for myself. Does that sound like a guy who's interested in making a name for himself?
No.
At all. And it's another one of those things. Such a loser thing I'm going to say, too. And I'm as guilty as and as sin for this one. One of the joys from my entire career is when I can talk to somebody and I can say, okay, well, ask that dude about me. Right? When somebody says, oh, well, you didn't make it here, or you didn't make it to the league, or you didn't make it here. I say, okay, well, my class had this people, that, you know, who else came out of your class? Okay, well, ask that person about me. Get in their DMs right now and say, do you know Marcus Maben? Just say, yeah, kid's a problem. That's almost worth more than money. Almost. listen. But one step right underneath is just knowing that I left an impression on those people you know. I feel like Kenny Payne has a lot of that in him. Like, rather than keep on selling the kid, he'll say, who do you know in the league? Who do you like in the league? Oh, I like this guy. I like this guy. Like, I want to play like that guy. I tell you what. I know your coach. You play for the Indiana Elite Heat, you know. Your assistant coach knows that kid. You get his number from that kid, because I'm not allowed to give you his number. You call Devin Booker. You ask Devin Booker, your favorite player. You go ask Devin Booker his opinion about me and the way I and what kind of coach am I. I'm not gonna sit here and sell you on what I can do for you. Go ask that kid. Here's my number. You have my number. Call me after you talk to him.
Upset.
I don't have to. Hey, I can help you develop here, and I can teach you the crossover, and I can teach you this, and I can do this for you. And I got Denny Crum Hall, and you can go. We come in here to play. But if you got thoughts about me, I know you heard about me already. Ask them about me. If you think,
you don't even have to say anything. Just point. Just be like,
go ask. Go ask.
Right. Two words.
Yeah, go ask somebody. Go Google me. You know, like it's kind of like that level of work he's put in behind the scenes. You know, hey, I played for Kenny Payne's, one of the only dudes that didn't care about anything but my game. You know, every day was about my game. So that's why I mess with him. You know, that's why I call him and go find out where he is and go work out with him. You know, blah, blah, blah. And he's a crap starter. Yeah. And he's a crap starter too.
A little bit of
yeah.
Controlled instigation.
Yes. Monitored. It's like, but again, macro point of view. Again, WDRB, Rick Bozic, great job on the interview. Like I said, everybody who I watched it with really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, in particular, I just want to remind everybody: go to WDRB.com. Go look at the video in its entirety. Go listen to him talk about, you know, the relationship with the parents and the relationship with the parents and the kids that stayed. Doc made that phone call earlier talking about not just the re-recruitment. Like, it's the, I'll help you get over what you went through, but we got to get all this stuff. This is the most important stuff to get out your system. Or I'm not getting a blank canvas. I need y'all to be more of a blank canvas emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Before we start. Yeah. So while Rick Pitino was accused of breaking people down just to build them back up, yelling, scream, you know, and I, like I said, everybody has their own style. I don't judge. Oh, man, he just starts cussing, dog cussing, and, you know, breaking down the confidence and the ego. Then he builds them back up. And it's like, oh, well, maybe Kenny Payne has another way of, you know, hey, in a politically correct way, I'm gonna strip you naked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bare your soul.
And then build you back up.
Yeah, now then we go forward, you know, instead of dog cussing you.
Right.
Bare naked, you know. It's like, yeah, either way, we have to all be on the start, you know.
But it's gonna be different than completely love them up. It's sort of like hybrid. It's sort of like a hybrid of love them up and annihilate.
Yeah, that's a fact. What time is it? Where's Phil?
Burgers.
Perfect. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line, YouTube channel. It's 99% of the time made for the building. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.